This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Tuesday. How you doing over there? Handsome man in black.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Strike a pose for me. Hey.
Lots going on. Lots.
What's going on?
Just lots. We got a hot tub.
Oh, please. Please. I can't wait.
The missus is going Jamie Summers later today.
What's Jamie Summers?
Bionic.
Oh, old school.
Isn't that her name?
Yeah, I think so. Jamie Summers.
Who are we talking about?
The bionic woman.
No, I think that, hold on.
No, I don't know, man. I'm going to put some money on that.
You put some money on Jamie Summers?
I think Jamie Summers.
I could totally be wrong.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I can't wait to find out, though.
The person who played it or the name of the bionic woman?
The name of the bionic woman.
Oh.
Who played it, though? Cheryl Ladd.
No, Lindsay Wagner.
Lindsay Wagner.
Lindsay Wagner is correct.
But Jamie Summers,
Jamie
I don't
Summers
know if that's... Is it right?
Yes, you're right.
Boom. Jamie Summers, Jamie Summers. So what do you mean she's going on, Jamie? What is she?
She is getting that nose surgery today.
Oh.
So
why
she's,
is that a Jamie
because
Summers
she, well, because she's
saw the bionic nose afterwards?
She's going to have, like... She's going to be able to breathe. Mm. That lady wins races...
And she can't even breathe.
And she can't even breathe.
She gulps air through her mouth.
So what will... How fast will she be when she, you know, has a clear... path to her lung.
You're never going to be able to catch her. She's going to be way off in the distance. She'll be a dust cloud.
She's worried about it, though, so I'm...
Well,
I'm,
sure.
You know, she doesn't want to be uncomfortable. She did the gum surgery you did, and she was, like, miserable.
Mm.
And it didn't do what she'd hoped either.
No, it doesn't do what they say. Oh, they destroy your mouth, and then you're like, oh, it's the same as it was, only worse because there's, like, pockets now. It's great.
So she's, you know, she suffered through that. Like, were you suffering? Did that suck?
Yes, it was awful.
So she's...
When did she get that done?
Not that long ago.
I vaguely remember you talking about
this.
How long
ago did you do it?
About a year. I think I did it a year ago, June.
Okay, so it's in that range, somewhere back there. But either way, she was miserable. And she's like, I don't want to be miserable.
Did she do the whole thing at once?
Yeah, I think so. Did you?
I did. And I thought to myself, I'm going to do it because why would I want to do it more than once? Like, just beat me up and have it be done and I can move on with my life. Kind of wish I'd gone one thing at a time because I would have been like, oh, I'm never doing that again. Didn't work.
Yeah. I feel that though, where I would be
get
like,
it over with.
I'm in here, man.
Let me suffer. Let it all heal at once. And then I move on.
In my rear view. I did it in sections.
Wait.
The gum stuff.
You did gum surgery too?
Yeah.
What is this?
Did yours work?
No. And they did it. They were like, oh.
It freaking work. I'm telling you, it is such a scam.
Yeah. And it was supposed to, you know, keep your gums from, you know, having problems later on and everything.
I guess. I don't even know whether it's just at first. The only reason I ended up going for it is because my teeth are getting so janky looking. It's just like, oh my God. I got to get out of radio or something because I can't be smiling for cameras anymore. It's hideous.
I still don't see what's wrong with your smile. But.
You're adorable. Thank you for having no... As we all get older, I know you're only in your early 30s, but as we all get older here, it is nice that...
You are the young man on the show.
We do blur in each other's eyes. Anyway, go on. So, hold on.
Hold on, go back. First of all, 707 says, love Vinny's new song. I love it so much.
Oh, that's you know what? John is so happy.
Why?
He heard the segment. He was like, oh, I've never heard Vinny so happy. He goes, I feel so great about it.
Good, he should. I
like,
feel
oh,
incredible about
funny.
It, too.
I know, I liked it, too.
You want to play it once for
yeah,
the
Yeah, play it
early
for the
birds?
Early birds.
All right.
This is, so at the end of the day, we play a little daily game if you're not here for that. If you're here this early, you probably aren't there for that. And When Maddie wins, he plays his old, the old hit, Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie, he's on the show. And so Vinny said, I need a song too.
Well, I got super duper jealous.
Well, I mean, it is a great song.
I know.
Yeah.
Here you go.
All right.
El Campeón.
That's it.
God,
beautiful.
I love there it is. So much.
Well, it's just, I mean, it's everything you want in a short, simple, sweet, victorious. It's just, you know, one more.
Can you play that one more time? Okay, I really feel like I missed my moment.
It really does put you in a good mood.
Yeah.
El Campeón del Pueblo.
Vinny's throwing roses and kisses.
No,
and
kisses. Come on.
I don't know what the hell you're doing.
You know exactly what I'm doing.
Mwah, mwah to all my fans. Mwah mm-hmm. the people. Mwah.
I guess I'm just picturing roses showering down on him. That must be it.
And a cape.
Obviously.
Ooh, she goes a bullfighter for.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. Toreador.
510 says, LOL. Vinny saw Sarah's DL pic and thought, I'd want to clock that. She just looked really pretty in her driver's license photo, you guys. It doesn't always have to be about
wanting to do me, even though it always is about that.
Well, anyway.
So, back to the first thing you said.
What are we talking about?
Hot tub!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So that, look, my backyard, it's been.
It's been a journey.
Months.
And it's funny because you haven't talked about it that much where I can't stop talking about it. Something's going on in my backyard. It's like I'm completely just immersed in it. But you've been like really trying to keep it kind of be cool about it.
Well.
So you're super excited, right?
I'm excited. But, you know, the missus has been working very closely with these guys who've done this job in the backyard. They've done great work. It's really it's come out great.
Mm-hmm.
The final process was laying the cement, which is the footprint or the pedestal.
It's a pad for the
pad
thing
for
to
the
go on.
Right. So that was laid out, I don't know, last week.
Yeah.
It cured.
Yeah.
And sure enough, those guys, I got home yesterday, those guys had a hot tub sitting in our backyard.
How big is it?
It's pretty big.
How big?
I don't know.
Like,
how many seats?
How many? Is it one of those extruded plastic with all the jacuzzi jets in it and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Were the kids just frothing?
Well, that's...
going to take a while.
Someone's going to come in not today because the missus is going for surgery, but someone's coming in to help us sort of learn how to do the water, and then we'll set it up. And
they sell it to you and they're like, it's nothing. You do once a week or every couple of weeks you check the water pH, and it's more than that.
My friend,
but it isn't bad.
Yeah, my friend has one that they bought theirs at Costco.
Yeah,
and got
deals.
Like a great deal, mm-hmm. and he's, I do it myself. It's easy.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Some people have like a full-on pool guy who comes in and does it.
Yeah. And I think if you've got,
if you have a pool and a hot tub
then
and
you
some
do
stuff
that,
going on, right.
Right.
Or you're not around and you don't really want to do it and you got the money to pay someone.
Hot tubs you got to have so many things in them though. I mean, people pee in them. And...
No, people don't pee in them. You tell people don't pee in this, all right?
Yeah,
don't pee in here.
It's going to be mostly, I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll become those people now who are like...
pee in their tub?
No, who are like, come over and soak in the tub with us. I really don't want to be that guy.
You're going to be a hot tub guy.
I don't want to be that.
You're going to walk around in a towel and, hey, what's up, everybody?
It is a weird thing. Like, John and I, because you guys are getting this and we're talking about this pond that's just
It's a pond.
It's kind of a nightmare,
Yeah.
It's just like a lot of maintenance. And he was like, you know what we could do? We could get a hot tub and put it right here. And then I'm thinking, then we're the people who have a hot tub. Like, do our friends come over and bring a bathing suit? Because they're like, I want to get in your hot tub. Or is it just like, no, this is only for me and John.
Your friends, they'll just strip it down and get in.
I feel like they will.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's.
I don't like that.
That's dependent entirely on the scenario. I mean, anyone who's had a couple drinks is going to be up for any idea, right?
Not any idea of any.
You know what I mean.
I do know what you mean, and I'm saying no to that. I'm not up for any idea.
You guys are
going
to start having key parties and...
Oh, my God.
This
is what I don't want. How come everyone's not convinced that Vinny's going to start having key parties? He's the horn dog
I'm
over
not,
here. It's
no,
1 o'clock.
I'm the horn dog. You're the one doing anal in the hot tub.
Oh, my God. I don't know about that or what I should do about what...
That was okay.
Okay, great. For the record, I'm not that person.
You're not?
No, I'm so sorry to disappoint you. But that is absolutely not me. I feel like it's I do feel like, though, what you just said is what I'm going to be up against. Like, I don't want to. I want to just have a private hot tub in my backyard that only John and I use. Like, I don't want Maddie coming over and be like, hey, I brought my trunks.
I brought my Speedo.
Yeah.
Why me? Why?
Well, anybody. Just, you know, you, because I think you'd do it. Be like, oh, a hot tub. I'm going to come on. I'm going to go over there. See if I can get Sarah to let me in her hot tub.
I'm not a big hot tub guy.
I'm not either. Yeah. They're going to be hard pressed to get me in there.
I wonder, though, if you'll like it. There is something about, like, we had a hot tub out on our deck at our old house, and not for long, just maybe a year or two, because we never wound up using it, and it was a lot of money, and it took up so much space on our deck. I'm like, get this thing out of here. So the one thing I do remember about it, though, was it is blizzard. You set it for like 101 degrees or whatever. I think it was right around there. And then as you start to get it is hot. It's like the hottest bath that you get into. And it's just like, it's that pleasure and pain as you slide a leg in, just like the ring of it, the ring of pleasure and pain going up your leg is just like, oh, and as you sink into it, it's just like, oh my God, this is amazing.
So you're selling it to yourself right now.
No, I'm saying I felt that, but immediately after being in the tub, now I'm in the tub and then sweat breaks out on my forehead and I'm like, now I'm too hot. And because I plan to use our hot tub naked if we get one, I'm not putting on a bathing suit and going out there. Come on, don't be ridiculous. Now I'm going to sit naked in my backyard. There's a neighbor kid with a drone who's going to see a hot tub show up at my house. And it could be like, you know, that old lady who lives in the house over there. I am going to be checking her out because I know she's going naked into the hot tub.
You know, keep the tradition. There was Ellie first before you, and now you.
Just naked.
Keep the tradition alive. Right. You know. Feeding the neighborhood's dreams.
You got it, flaunt it. Come on.
Do I got it? It's
of course
even,
you do.
Even if I do got it, I don't want the kid with the drone. That kid, listen, they're a very nice family. Like, I don't want to be up in somebody's face about anything. And I'm like, who cares? I'm reading a book outside. I don't care that there's the kid's drone is going over my head. Like, I just... It's not that big a deal, right? Like, who cares?
Let me come over with a pelican and take care of the drone.
Yeah, I
did say to John recently, because it was just buzzing around forever. Because usually, I think those things run out of juice pretty fast. Like, usually it's, you know, 15 minutes or so, and then the thing just goes away. But this, it was just hanging and hanging. And I'm like, I know you can see me.
I would be less worried about the video and more about the annoyance of that sound. Zing,
it, yep.
Zing.
Zing.
Come on, man. Get out of here. I'm trying to relax. I have trouble focusing and you're not helping.
Right. So I was telling John, he's got a BB gun.
Like, there you
just
go.
Shoot it out of the sky. He's like, you know, do we want to be those people?
All you have to do is point. I did this in LA all the time. I would just point my pellet gun at a drone and they would go away.
Because they are watching you.
Yeah,
that's the whole point of it. They're not just flying a fun thing around. They're looking at whatever's showing through their camera, I guess, right?
Yeah. And you got the one redneck neighbor who comes out with guns all the time.
Oh, boy.
Mm. Anyway, so it's not working, but it has been put in position. And
well, it's exciting. Did they start filling it with water or
no,
we're just not there yet?
We're not even. We're going to wait and see what happens to Mama today. Mm. Yeah. Surgery.
Did you have to get a whole new circuit on your electrical panel?
They had to do all that. All that was part of the yard fix. And it's been, like I said, it's been ongoing for months now.
But it must be almost done if the thing is coming in. Is it planted and stuff?
We got that fake grass, too.
Oh, yeah?
All this stuff that... It's so funny when stuff comes up, she'll go, what do you think about fake grass? I'm like, hate it.
And then that's what you end up
now I've got it.
Vinny, will there be a party?
Yes.
There'll be parties, but as we head into the holidays, I don't think anything soon. Maybe next
It's definitely
spring.
An outdoor space, so you would want it to be on a warm summery night. Just have like a little backyard warming party. What about you? You got to have a party pretty soon. You just moved in.
Yeah.
Got a housewarming, a welcome home party, a homecoming party.
It's just expensive to throw a party.
It is?
Yeah, you got to buy food and you got
to tell people to bring stuff. Call it a potluck. Be like, everybody bring something over.
I don't know. I'm not hanging out with that many people yet to have come over to the house. I don't know.
Don't worry. I'll work on them. We'll get them to throw a party.
I'm sure Vinny will come. I'll tell you what he was drive up for a housewarming in Alameda.
Like you're talking to a guy who can't drink.
I know.
He's it's for everybody else. Vinny gets it. Vinny gets it. The party's for everybody else. Like, I mean, I will have fun. It'd be nice to see people, but I do realize that the party will be for the people having some drinks on the deck.
Have an open house with on one of the days that the Alameda Flea is going on. Isn't that the first Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that. Or first Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah, I like that.
That'd be fun, because then it's not a drinking thing. It's a daytime thing. People
She's
come over, they see
you,
the
buddy.
Place.
I like it. All right. Well,
you going to Hooman's party?
Yeah, definitely going to Hooman's. Yeah. I'd go every year. I used to even fly up from L.A.
I think it's going to be a good group. I think DiNardo's going, and I think Danielle is going to go.
Yes.
Which Danielle?
Hot ass Danielle.
Well, they're both hot ass, but
they
but
sorry.
One goes
one
by
is,
hot.
Yeah,
right.
One is Big Brother Danielle, and the other one is hot ass Danielle. Yeah, should be really fun. Oh yeah. Boy, the two of you.
What do you mean, oh boy, the two
the
of us?
I'm excited.
Just went between
I like
the two
her.
Of you is just that
how
is just
dare you?
How dare you? Close friend of mine making
yeah.
eyes at her like that.
Right.
Don't look at me. What are you looking at me for?
You've made out with her more than anybody has.
I'm so lucky.
Of anyone I know.
Oh,
I bet
you know
even
husband,
Dan, who used to, I don't
oh
know what
God.
Their scenario is, but I bet even
up.
He made a, do you?
I think, I don't know if they're completely divorced, but they're still pretty friendly. Like they were both going to come to John's 60th.
Well, their lives are great. They're
they
both living their best lives.
I mean, that's what happens. You build a company and sell it at just the right time. Yep. Oh boy.
She doesn't need to bring him to the Hooman's party though.
Oh no, I don't think he's going
to.
No. Oh, okay.
No,
good.
No.
All right.
Yeah. She's going to try and make it work.
Okay. Is he throwing it at his hotel?
Yes.
Oh.
In Menlo Park or whatever
I
it
don't
is.
Know. Yeah.
Are you staying the night again?
I think we're going to stay the night. Okay. It's just easier. You probably won't, huh?
I don't know.
Because you're not going to drink,
yeah.
So it'll be easy for you. I'd like to have some
drinks.
But
yeah, I might stay.
You should stay.
Hey, Danielle.
Oh, well, maybe Danielle will get a room with two queens in it.
You know, and I'll be tired.
Yeah.
I don't feel like driving back to Alameda. It's actually not a bad plan.
Yeah, that's it. Well,
let's get this show
Jesus
rolling,
Christ.
Everybody.
KLLC, KLZHD1, San Francisco. Sarah Vinny Alves Morning Show. Here, hold on. I didn't do some stuff here.
Oh,
I know. It'll only take me 1 second, though. Sarah and Vinny will be right back after this.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.